Let's hear the word of God for us today through these ancient words given to us so long ago. And out of reverence for the gospel, I invite you to stand, body, spirit, mind, heart, everything that you have to show reverence to God and this word. Let's hear it together. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus. And turning to them, Jesus said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Wouldn't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build and wasn't able to finish.' Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able, with 10,000 men, to oppose one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation, while the other is still a long way off, and ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." Wow. Challenging words from Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated, friends. Oh! Woo! That kind of hurt. Fortunately, the hardest part of my body is my skull. There's a cross up there, too. Well, church, who wants to play a game? And the game is called Let's Make a Deal. Brett, come up here. Brett's like, "Why is it always me?" What?
Say deal.
Oh, don't look in there. Well, you know, Monty Hall would always have he'd go around the audience, anybody got a dollar in their pocket, and all the people would hold their dollar. Yeah. Brett, you got a dollar in your pocket?
Okay, I know what's going to happen here. Yeah, there's a buck. I'm not giving you the five.
Now, Brett, I'm going to give you... I'm going to give you the opportunity to to give you the opportunity to choose a box. But I'm going to show you exactly what's in the box before you have to choose it, okay? So, box number one has your very best life. Okay. Money, status, power, love, all the good things you can think of. All the good things you can think of. And behind box number two, inside box number two, is death. Now, Brett, which box would you like? Let's make a deal.
I'm taking the big box.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you take the box with your very best life? Think of the money that you can buy all the best things in life, all the everything you ever wanted.
A boat.
You could buy a boat. You could buy a big truck. And then a bigger truck to put the older truck on top of the truck and carry that truck. But the problem is... The problem is, even though you have your best life, the results of that best life are... Wah, wah. Death. Now, Brett, would you like to know what would have happened if you'd chosen death? What would have happened if you'd have chosen death? You'd have got everlasting life. But thanks for playing. Let's make it.
Turn that on. Come back.
Oh, but wait. You can trade in death for what's behind door number three.
I think I'm taking door number three.
Right, come along. Sure, come along, come along. You can help me carry this thing.
Yes, I can.
So here's what Brett traded in his best life now for. He's traded in death for a cross. You made a great deal. Congratulations. Give Fred a hand. He made a good deal. He made a good deal. I. Where do I go from there? Just go home. That's what you do. Friends, this was a visual sign of a spiritual reality. You see, this isn't a choice that is just, let's make a deal once in our lifetime. Oh, I'll trade in the good things of the world for the cross of Jesus. No, friends, you see, this is a deal that we have to make every single day. Sometimes, many times during a day. Will we choose the good things of this life? Or will we choose the cross of Jesus Christ? This thing still works, by the way. 2,000 years later, if I take somebody, I tie somebody to it, or I nail somebody to it, and I leave them there long enough, it still works. It still works. We have taken the cross, and we have neutralized it. We have neutered it. We've made it into a fancy piece of jewelry that we wear, and sometimes we wear a whole bunch of them. But it's a symbol of total loss, painful, humiliating death for whoever would be put upon this cross. Most of the time they'd be naked, exposed to all the world, and just painful, unable to breathe, unable to scratch and itch. Birds would have their way with you because there was no way for you to swat them away. And they go for the good parts, the juicy parts. Friends, Jesus is offering us a choice. Good, comfortable life right now. No worries. You know, have whatever we want. Or to die. Die to ourselves. Die to our comfort. Die to our financial authority. Death to our ability to say, I want what I want, and I'm going to get it my way. Death to all of that. And to take up a cross. Daily, an instrument of death. Like this is the same sign as a noose, as an electric chair, as a guillotine. Any instrument, the rack, all of it. Any instrument of death and destruction. Take this up. And follow Jesus, that we have to make that decision sometimes multiple times a day. Because this stuff up here, as you can see, the box is much bigger. It's much nicer. There are good things about having our best life right now. The problem is, those things, those good things, they become our God. They become the thing that we worship. They become the thing that we desire the most. And Jesus said, if you love your life in this world, you will lose it in the next. That's why death is what's really inside the box. But if we choose to give that up, if we choose to die daily with Jesus, if we choose to take up our own cross and follow him, what's inside of that box, that smaller box, that box that not as many people will choose, is nothing less than everlasting life, lived with Jesus for all eternity. When I think of my life now compared to eternity, we're not in the middle of our book. We're not in the first chapter of our book. We're not even in the table of contents of our life compared to the eternity that we spend with Jesus. We're going to spend a lot more of our existence with Jesus than we will in this life that we live. So all of the things that we have here, all of the money, the power, the status, they're nice, but they're temporary. Temporary. And they will not last. So Jesus tells us, why not invest in the things that will last? Why not invest in the things that will matter? Why not invest in the eternal things? And the things of this world, you'll see them for what they truly are. Temporary. Not really all that important after all, compared to the riches that we have that will last for eternity. But this reminds us that this decision is not an easy one. Sure, it's easy to say, I give up all of my status, all of my power, all of my wealth in order to follow Jesus. It's easy to say those things. But to live them requires a cross. To live them requires us to die daily, painfully at times. There was a great man who once said, you can't always get what you want. But if you try, sometimes you'll find you get what you need. We don't want this. Who wants to die a horrible, painful death? Humiliated. And Jesus says, do that every day. Do that every single day. But if we want to have the good things, this is what we need. We may not want the cross, but we need the cross. Life? Really good life. Very painful, miserable, humiliating death. Choice is obvious. But it's so difficult to make because no one wants to suffer. No one wants to live a life that's painful. No one wants to live the life that the world says is good. We want that stuff. Jesus was faced with this decision in the Gospels as well by Satan. Satan said, I know what's coming, brother. I know what's coming down the pike for you. You're coming to this world to die. You're coming to this world, and I know there's a cross waiting for you. Satan's like, I didn't even invent the thing. Your people who you love so much, they came up with this crazy idea, not me. Do you really want to suffer that? Or would you rather have the whole world? Because I can give you all the kingdoms of the world, all the comforts of life. I can make you famous. You'll be the most famous person in all the world. All you got to do is give up this crazy idea and just listen to me instead. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. Get away from me. Because I'm going to trust my Father rather than you. Jesus was willing to go all the way with this. And we have to as well. God loves you and challenges you, and so do I. Amen.